we wanted to, I mean, they, although one of their D was out tonight, but they're up the ice. And we just wanted their players to play in their end zone. So we didn't allow anything free as far as turning pucks over in the neutral zone, and we made them play underneath the hash marks.
John, another thing you talked about this morning was fewer penalties by the team. Only two tonight. Were you pleased with that as well?
Yeah. It's important because you can't, knock on wood, we've been killing penalties very well, but you keep on taking 4, 5, and 6 penalties a game, it's going to come back and haunt you. And they've got some pretty good people on their power play. So, again, there was nothing free for them. Like giving those extra 2 minutes to allow them to get back into a game or maybe tie the game in the third period. We took one. But we didn't give them those opportunities. So that's very important as far as our discipline. You can still play hard, still play physical without taking the penalties.
Has it been 61 games for Golubev scoring a goal? He said you've been on him to shoot, like you've been on every guy in the room to shoot. Is there more there maybe for him offensively, just in the time that you've seen him? I'm not saying he's Niedermeyer or anything, but is there more there offensively?
Yeah. Well, he's not afraid. He's not afraid to get up the ice. I mean, that was a 2-on-1 with our 2D, him and Murr going up the ice. Nothing bothers him. I thought his first couple of shifts, he turned the puck over a couple of times, but then it doesn't bother him. It's a game of mistakes. He knows that, and he just goes out and plays. And I think there's more there. I still think that is an area in our game that we have to continue to get consistent, and is our D joining the rush. We pinched very well. I just like to see us more involved in the initial rush into the end zone to create some offense.
John, how's the arrogance level for you? Is it getting to the point where you like it, the arrogance level with your team?
Our team, they feel good about themselves. I talk about with you guys that we need to play arrogant, but then I'm always watching, make sure it doesn't get good to you either. And that's what happens. You always have to stay on that right side of arrogance. To go in a room and let them put the radio on and have some fun, it's good. I think, like I've said before, we've backed each other up in the scrums. We've done a lot of the little things right, so they should feel good. But now, as I've been pounding on that, now I watch, okay, don't let it get good to you, though, because it changes very quickly. And I'll answer it that way.
John, Brandon Saad has talked about how you've spoken to him about getting his feet moving to be more involved. Do you sense him really starting to ramp it up now?
Yeah, he's been very consistent, and he's such a dangerous guy if he just skates. I don't think you beat many people. I just don't think one-on-ones in this league, there's just not much there. But that's a guy that can do it. He can beat people. He can back D off. He's strong. He'll bring the puck to the net. He's played very well.